You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off Act 2 on this Wednesday evening. Big fun tonight. My guest is Chris Foran. Brittany Merlot is coming up at 7:35. We've got a fun question in honor of Brittany's appearance, the award-winning Brittany Merlot. What is your perfect weather day? We'll catch up on some texts in a few minutes here. But first, Chris and I are going to talk about what is opening this weekend. Does anything, Chris, excite you? I know Mission Impossible is what we're all waiting for, but what about this weekend? There's at least one movie that reviewed quite well, the Final Destination chapter.
Yeah, that's not my idiom necessarily. It is what I'm reading about this one is that it's pretty inventive in terms of, if you know what the Final Destination movies are, they're people who somehow manage to cheat death and death comes back to get them, basically. And this is apparently this is a family of people who should never have been able to survive in the first place or something like that. It's always been fairly creative. I usually pick a couple of horror movies to watch in theaters every year and then kind of limit it to that. And I forget what I've got slotted in. There's several good ones coming down this summer. But I'm not sure. Another one that should be just as intense, but probably not getting as much exposure as this movie Hurry Up Tomorrow. The Weeknd and these seemingly in everything this time of year, Jenna Ortega, who's great in everything I've ever seen her in. But what's interesting to me about it is it's directed by a guy named Trey Edward Schultz, who is probably best known for a horror movie he made called It Comes at Night, which is really frightening. But he also made a wonderful, wonderful family drama called Waves a couple of years ago. Inexplicably ignored at the Oscars, but really well done. I'm hoping to use this weekend to catch up on Sinners because it's very hard for me to miss spoilers because I write about a lot of these things before they actually open.
Right.
And I've sort of missed some of it. I saw Thunderbolts over that because then I had gone 6 days without seeing a Marvel teaser or spoiler I thought was stunning. And I actually liked it. If I remember hearing correctly, Conrad, I know, liked it. I liked Thunderbolts quite a bit. But I also didn't hate the Captain America movie, so maybe I'm not the right person to ask.
Oh, there you go. I'd be really interested to talk to you after you do see Sinners, so keep me posted on that. I think that's a movie that at the end of the year, I assume, or I think we'll hear a lot about. Let's go to TV. You and I are both watching Mobland, and it's a Guy Ritchie executive produced. He may have directed an episode or two. I feel like they're not really reinventing the wheel, but it's well done. Every week I do look forward to seeing what happens, you know?
Yeah, it is really, and again, I there's so much to choose from that you can't make. You're making the choices, so you can't say this is what the trend is, but boy, it's an intense show. Tom Hardy is, Tom Hardy is laid back for Tom Hardy.
Right.
But Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren more than make up for it in way over the top. I mean, Helen Mirren is like going back to her Caligula era over the top.
She's coming on strong here. Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan. I mean, absolutely. But it's,
same.
It's a lot, but it's interesting. One of the movies I keep meaning to catch up with is the movie, the Tom Hardy movie where he plays the two identical twin British gangsters, the Krays. And because I'm fascinated by, we all are, I think, British crimes. I don't know if you saw The Gentleman, either the movie or the series again, which he did. The movie is very fun. I haven't seen the series, but there's something, British crime is just sometimes better. Yeah, I know they keep rerunning on Turner Classic Movies the great Michael Caine movie Get Carter, which is just unbelievable film if you haven't seen it.
I don't think I've ever seen that one. I think I saw the remake, but now that you mentioned it, I don't think I ever saw the original.
Well, Michael Caine is, because we're used to him being kind of this bumbly guy. Yeah. And he is a feral force of nature in Get Carter.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And the music is so influential in British pop culture that like 10, 15 years later, Human League on their big hit album with Don't You Want Me and their other hits covered the Get Carter theme on the album.
Oh,
that
nice.
That was where I first heard of it. I thought, what the heck is this? I better find out.
What did you think of Drop?
I was not intending to see Drop. I saw it. I had a window on the Marcus Theaters and AMC Theaters do this thing that I would encourage people to check out, and I need to check out more of them. They do on Monday nights, they do a mystery movie.
Oh, yeah.
You pay $6, and all you know is the MPAA rating and whether it's a horror movie. And, I had a window. I think my wife was out of town. So I went to see it, and it ended up being Drop. And I was disappointed I'd seen the trailer because I spent the whole movie waiting to see that scene where she's hanging out the window.
Yeah.
But kind of spoiled it a little bit. But I thought it was solid. I mean, it was again, another fear of technology.
Yeah.
Movie. And but the performances were good. And it kept moving, and it didn't give you too much time to think, and I didn't really find myself looking at my watch, which is always my test for a movie I wasn't really planning on watching.
Right. I liked it. I say I liked 80% of it. I liked it until the end. Yeah. And then it got a little crazy at the end, but I still liked it. I went with my wife and my mom, who is 80, and she's like, I liked it. I kind of knew it was going to end okay, and I'm okay with that. So, but I just thought some sloppy, they cut a few corners where I think it could have been a little more believable at the end, but it was still a good film.
Yeah. And I agree. And I that's usually within the writing or
right.
In the case of, some movies, like good example, the first Mission Impossible movie, the movie was too long. So Brian De Palma cut out all the stuff that helped it make sense.
Right.
Which was a problem,
What movie are you most looking forward to this summer, Chris?
Well, you mentioned Mission Impossible. That's real high on my list.
I can't wait.
Because I know it's not going to disappoint me. It's not going to be, it isn't going to be the best thing I ever saw on Earth. But it's going to be solid, And the funny thing about it is that it's almost certainly not going to be the biggest movie the weekend it opens, because it's opening the same weekend as Lilo and Stitch, which has such a live action Lilo and Stitch, which is such a built-in audience that there's no way it's not going to be the biggest movie. I'm not a huge violence person, but I am a very big Ana de Armas fan. And so the John Wick spinoff Ballerina looks kind of interesting to me.
Okay.
I am required by statute to watch every Wes Anderson movie. So the Phoenician Scheme, I've heard, is like the ultimately twee Wes Anderson movie, which I would have thought Asteroid City was. So or The French Dispatch, which I enjoy too. There's all sorts of goofy things this summer. Goofy in the sense of yes, Fantastic Four should be very good. That's a great cast. I mean, Pedro Pascal and Vanessa Kirby. But there's a movie called Materialists with Dakota Johnson is like a matchmaker, and she's got an ex-boyfriend who's played by Chris Evans and a guy who ends up pursuing her played by Pedro Pascal. And it's written and directed by Celine Song, who made, I don't know if you saw the movie a couple of years ago, Past Lives.
Oh yeah.
Which is one of my favorite movies in the last 5 years. I still think about how emotional that movie was.
Yes.
And I know you and I are both looking forward to this is Spinal Tap is a 41st anniversary reissue coming out this summer.
And then the follow-up opens like just a month later, I think, or something like that.
I believe that's true. So, I guess there's plenty to choose from. I just saw the trailer from Nobody 2, which...
Oh, yeah.
And Nobody's another one of those movies where, I'll just watch that. And it's like, that was such a good time.
Don't you wish there was hundreds of movies like that? Like my son and I played that one night. We're like, because we love Bob and we love Bob Odenkirk. And we're like, let's see what this is. And it was just fantastic.
Well, I actually think there are hundreds of movies like that.
Probably.
You have to find them. And sometimes it's like that, you know, you go with your gut. If you find like there's a person that you like, I mean, I remember stumbling onto Shaun of the Dead. And I thought when it first came out, I thought, yeah, I could believe this world, you know,
right.
That there's a zombie apocalypse because we're all kind of zombies already. Yeah, totally, totally buy that.
Hey, you mentioned Wes Anderson. To this day, my favorite Wes Anderson movies are 1 and 2, Bottle Rocket and then Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Rushmore probably technically is a better movie, but I just love the charm of Bottle Rocket, and I love everything about Rushmore. Film of his that comes out, I feel like I want him to recreate those or something. I'm always a little disappointed. Not that they're not good films, but I don't think he's ever matched those, at least not that I've seen, and there's probably a couple I haven't seen.
I don't want to say they're all the same, but they kind of are all the same. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's how most, you know, all Hitchcock movies are the same. So, I think sometimes that can be a lot for people. I mean, I mean, the French Dispatch is about an American language newspaper in France. I mean, it's everything I love right there, you know, and it was so light and fluffy that you could see it almost like drift away while you were watching it. But I love the people in it, and there were like Royal Tenenbaums is like that too, where they're just moments that are just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And they get past, but yeah, no, I don't, I respect people not having interest in watching more of those. It's when you get to those like Bottle Rocket where it's just so ground level and it's just so, it's all human. It's not
the careful
souffle like architecture that his other movies are.
And it wasn't as beautiful as some of his shots are, and like the Royal Tenenbaums and that. Like Bottle Rocket didn't have that. It was about the characters, and they were great shots, and it was well executed. But it wasn't overtly, hey, look at what I'm doing here with color. You know, I guess that kind of thing. Yeah. Hey, Chris, we've got about one more minute. I want to ask you. I think a lot of people are watching The Pit. I watched the first episode. We've got about a minute left. What do you think of The Pit? You said you're working your way through season one. Does that mean you recommend it?
And by working my way through it, it's because every episode is gut wrenching. I feel like it was made to not be binged, because I think if you binged it, it would kill you. It's extraordinary. It is way better than a primetime doctor show could be, because they can show real stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a whole room of people who are all damaged and they're challenged. And there was one episode, I think it was like 5 or 6, maybe 7, where it almost felt light because there were a couple things that went okay, you know? It's just so well done. And I can't believe that it won't be a big Emmy contender. It is a lot though. And if people have triggers from, you know, having loved ones in the hospital, or watching characters crumble, then that's not the show to watch. But it is very, very well done.
Well done, buddy. This is always fun. Have a great night, and let's talk soon. All right. You bet.
Thanks for having me on, Pete.
You got it. Anytime. Chris Foran, check. Whoa, what was that? What are we doing, a dance party here, Conrad? I got to dance Chris off here, play him up. check out Chris's work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He does great stuff there, writing about entertainment and Milwaukee. We are coming right back, and we're going to catch up on your texts. And I want more information on runp.com. We'll look into that, too. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabba. A Nightlight, that song was everywhere. Like, was it 2 NFL seasons ago? It was like a phone commercial, and it was this, and it was just like such a happy song. That's why I had to have that. I forgot we had that.
It feels like a summer song, you know? That would have been a good pick for the summer song question.
Yes. Speaking of which, what is your perfect weather day, folks? That is our question of the night. We've got a lot of text to get through here, so let's do that. Why don't we do that right now? Luke Mathers from Civic Media. You're familiar with Luke's work, Conrad?
Yes, I am.
A fine, upstanding individual in today's society. He says, a nice October day with 55 degrees and sunny. Yeah, that's hard. You got the Badgers on, right?
Oh, yes.
The leaves crunching under your feet. You can't beat that. Mike Desitel, I'm trying to read this off my phone. He says, a huge world-stopping blizzard. Next. A storm that shuts down everything, including bingo at the Catholic Church. Wind blowing like there's no tomorrow as drifts pile up so much you have to shovel the front door at least twice an hour. Power outages, snuggling in blankets, and lighting kerosene lanterns. That's my perfect weather day. I will not cuddle you, Mike, during any blizzard, but you know what? I like it when people come at it a different angle.
You know,
it's our first winter one. So good for you, Mike. Thank you.
I don't know if he's heard of the tarp trick with snow.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
You put a tarp under, you know, where you're going to shovel, and then you just move the tarp.
This kind of seems like pointless busy work.
It beats shoveling.
It does work. You gotta go out there and set the tarp up, though.
Well, yeah. You do it before it starts snowing.
Robert Lehman Jr. says, being outside, taking pictures, and being out in the woods, driving my UTV in the woods, seeing wildlife. There you go, buddy. He says, I love temperatures in the 60s and 70s. That would probably be the most popular, I would think. Conrad's mom checks in on the stream and says, I agree with you, Pete. A nice summer day with 75 to 80, no humidity, and a light breeze. That's the perfect. It certainly gives you nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too perfect today. Dave on the stream says 72 sunny, but with fluffy clouds, 6 to 9 mile per hour breeze. There's some research that went into that text. Thank you, Dave. Robert Lehman Jr. Again, my first outdoor movie I saw was at Old Shawano Theater, Outdoor Theater in 1977. We got to see Smokey and the Bandit. My aunt gave us, I think that cut off, my family pick. Sorry, Robert, you got cut off there. He says, my family picked Smokey and the Bandit over... Oh, his family picked Smokey and the Bandit over Star Wars. Interesting. I'm sure he got around to seeing both of them eventually. Annie from Watertown corrected me earlier. I said, when we were talking about HBO Max, and I said they took the HBO out of the title. That's like taking Coca out of Coca-Cola and just having cola. And Annie said they did take the cocoa out of Coca-Cola in the 1920s.
Does that mean what I think it means?
They took the cocaine out of Coca-Cola, which had cocaine in it.
Yes.
That's probably why it skyrocketed as the most popular drink in America. Tony the Tucker, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, a mid-September evening, 60-ish, burgers, beers, and a crackling bonfire. That's a great weather day. I hate, though, that I'm reading some of these texts and I already can't wait for fall because people are describing it so well. And I'm like, I should have backed up. I just want summer first, but I love fall weather like that, too. AJ in the 608 says, hey, Pete and Conrad with a K. Thank you, AJ. I prefer any weather that is sweatshirt weather, anywhere between 55 and 65, plus fewer mosquitoes and ticks. So spring and fall are my favorite. God, you forget about ticks.
They're nasty.
I've either got multiple ticks living within my ecosystem or I haven't had one in years. And I don't know how. I kind of live where there's some woods. I don't know. Maybe I'm like tick repellent. Have you had one recently?
Not recently. I had one once that went under my nail and I freaked out.
Did you do the fire thing or did you just pull it out?
I honestly don't remember how. It was a while ago. I don't remember how we got it out, but it got out.
Was that a group effort?
My parents were there, yeah.
Oh, nice. Isn't that nice? You get your mom and dad there. My parents in the 80s, I would still go to them if I had a tick. Dad, what do I do? AJ says, plus they smell the best. Mosquitoes or ticks? No, she says, I think she's talking about the weather. Ali, sorry. That was a phone call. Are we having phone issues? I hate to think we missed a call from Ali. Annie from Watertown says, outdoor theaters lost something when going to the outdoor to picnic became prohibited. Not really related, after 50 or so at times, the last time I took my son to Highway 18, we got kicked out mid-movie because I had a cooler in the truck. We had just finished a week camping in western Wisconsin. That seems like overkill. You should be able to bring a cooler into a drive-in movie. Annie says, humiliation. Sorry, Annie. You bring a cooler over here to the studio. We'll hang out and you can drink yourself silly.
There you go.
Bridget from the 818 says, 75 and sunny. I'm with you, Bridget, but I added no humidity. But that's a great one, too. Steady Eddie. Pete, perfect weather day. Begins with a brief summer shower in the morning, is followed by an 83-degree low humidity golfing afternoon. I make a hole-in-one and shoot my best score ever. And ends with the sipping cold spotted cows with Scarlett Johansson's smarter, kinder, gentler. I don't know what that means. You're doing the hang loose sign?
It's a phone.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to the call. Can they hold?
Yeah.
Because we got a break coming up. I got to get through this text. Ends with me sipping cold spotted cows with Scarlett Johansson's smarter, kinder, gentler, younger, and better looking sister on my deck in the gentle moonlight. Then Pete, to top off this perfect weather day, check my numbers and find out that I just won a $500 million Powerball jackpot. Why half, Steady Eddie? You're making it up. Go all out. He says, not a bad day, huh? And Brittany Merlot predicted it all. She's good in all caps. She certainly is, Steady Eddie. And Brittany Merlot, the talented Miss Merlot, the talented award-winning Miss Merlot, will be on this show after a very short break here, and Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. We are coming right back with Brittany. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So great to have you with me on this Wednesday night, folks. We got another great one tomorrow. The new owners of Rise and Grind right next door, Conrad and I have been shoveling gelato into our faces since they opened. It's great stuff. They will be here tomorrow night to make the popcorn pick of the week. So that will be fun. And then Nick Wallander and some of the funny folks from Comedy City, DePere, will be here in studio to perform. And Conrad, if we can get this roller derby team in here, I will do roller derby with them in the studio.
I don't think you want to do that. I think you might get trucked a couple
times.
Just
have a medic and a priest standing by, just in case.
I can be both for you.
So we have to do a quick... Brittany Merlot is coming up in just moments, and she's already getting fan texts, so that's exciting. We have a phone call? We could take a quick call.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Who is it?
Ollie from the Northwoods.
Oh, Ollie, how are you?
I am fine. I just wanted to thank you for the wonderful segment on drive-in movies. It brought back many memories. My dad would pile us four girls in the back of the station wagon, and we'd stop at the A&W and buy a gallon of root beer in a glass jug, and then we'd stop and pick our mother up, and she would bring hoagies from where she worked.
Oh,
and we had
wow.
a wonderful time.
I think that's a great memory. Thank you so much, Ollie. I think we need to organize some kind of bus trip to a drive-in.
You
movie
bet.
Theater.
I did bring my grandkids to the drive-in movie when we went up to Door County.
Oh, that's a great one.
Fortunately, they had Toy Story going, and it was their first trip to the drive-in, and it was magical for them.
And a great movie for that, too. That is outstanding. Thank you so much for sharing that, Ollie. Have a great night. All right. Glad we got the phone thing figured out, because we would have missed that call. It was a nice trip down drive-in memory lane. All right. Folks, this is exciting. We have, at Civic Media, we're very lucky. We have an award-winning meteorologist, not just an award-winning. I think she three-peated.
Yeah?
Yeah. And she is here with us tonight, talking weather and just kind of hanging out. Always fun to have the wonderful Brittany Merlot on Nightlight. Hello, my friend.
Going.
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, busy, of course. Storm after storm.
Well, you don't win like multiple awards and not be busy. So I fully expected you to say you were busy, but it's well, it paid off, right? Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much. So much. I still can't even believe it. I'm still in shock. I'm so grateful, so thankful. But like you said, hard work, you know, but it pays off.
It sure does. And somehow you even won a Best Supporting Actress. They were just going crazy with the awards for you. You just took everything home. So
that's what it felt like. Honestly, it was a three-peat and it was pretty much one after another. It was such a rush.
I kept seeing on the general chat on Civic Media, I'm like, oh, that must be a repeat. Like, oh, no, she won again. Oh, my God, she won again. So what did you do to celebrate that? Was that a crazy party night or are you just kind of chilling? Or what do you do to celebrate your success?
Good question. I was going to ask you. I mean, I've never won awards before. That night was more of a shock, you know, work kind of thing. But yeah, I still need to celebrate. Got
Absolutely.
Any ideas?
Conrad, let's put our heads together.
Sounds good.
How about...
Drive-in theater?
Drive-in Ooh. Theater. How about a nice nice chocolate milkshake at a diner, Brittany? Let's just, I mean, I've seen you party because you were at the Christmas party, and I don't think the dance floor has ever recovered, but we could do something crazy like that, or we could go on a Young Christian Singles tour. I don't know. The sky is the limit.
I think we should all go tubing, go down the Wolf River or something like that. I think they have whitewater rafting. We should all do that. That's my celebration. That's what I want.
I would do
Anybody
that.
Can come.
I would do that for you. And I'm not an outdoor guy. You know that. But
no,
we are still good friends. And I would absolutely go tubing to celebrate your success. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pete.
So you're very welcome. And I have so many weather questions. Okay, so this winter, it kind of sucked for everybody. Kind of, right? Because you didn't get, I know you're the snow queen, you love snow, you love blizzards. We didn't really get that. We had like, you know, 6 or 8 inches of snow here, and then it melted in 4 days, and it never really built on anything, but it was just kind of crummy, and I think the spring sucked too. So I don't mean to kill the buzz of your awards, and I don't blame you for this, but am I right? This has not been a good spring.
How do you think I won the awards? It was because the weather sucked. I had stories to tell.
Yeah, exactly.
No, honestly, you know, winter was interesting. I think I got out snowmobiling twice. I'm a huge snowmobiler.
I know.
You need at least a foot of snow for the base of those trails. So to have that much snow on the ground for that amount of time, we just didn't quite have it. I think we had 2 or 3 weeks of the trails being open, but it was better than the year before because our trails never opened. So small wins, we're taking them. Granite Peak still makes the snow on that mountain, so you can go downhill skiing there. So I still got my itch, but I never got to go cross-country skiing. That's a bummer.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this like every year, I feel like the last 5 years, winter has gotten frighteningly tolerable for a guy like me, not for all my friends like you that like to ice fish and go snowmobiling and stuff, but like, is this going to be just the way things are? Like, it's been a few years now, or are things going to, I'm not saying we can't get that winter where we get hammered all winter with snow, but is this kind of the new norm, do you think?
I think that we should get used to a little bit less and less snow, you know, less systems coming through. They're not as widespread and they're not putting down as much as they used to, if you've noticed. So we're still getting winter, but it's coming at smaller doses and more wide, you know, spread out, I should say, and less of a track that it's actually hitting. So we're really seeing the snow accumulate more by the lake areas. You actually got a decent amount from lake effect snow.
Yeah.
Same thing off of Lake Superior. So a lot of places and even ski hills are thinking like, do we need to be up by the lake effect snow in order to continue this business? Or do we need to replan and figure out ATV trails and mountain biking trails because now the snowmobile trails are never opening?
Wow, that's interesting. What kind of summer are we looking at, do you think?
I think it is going to be a hot, humid summer. Oh, I think we're definitely going to have a lot of severe weather. We're already seeing that fire up. Last year's severe weather season was the most active that we've ever seen. We pretty much doubled our average tornado rate. The trends just keep going record-breaking. So I think we're just going to keep record-breaking and changing the new norm.
That is scary. I feel like I kind of feel like a big whiner because I go from complaining about winter and anticipating summer when we can go next door and get gelato. And all of a sudden what you're telling me, I feel like complaining about summer already. And it's not even really here yet. That's so terrible.
I feel like complaining about summer too. I'm always complaining though.
What do you do? You like to cross country ski, snowmobile. How does an award-winning meteorologist celebrate the warm weather, which maybe not would be your favorite, but what do you do in the summer?
Definitely water sports, you know, out on the boat, kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, all of that. Got to keep cool, so you got to stay wet in the water.
Yeah, for sure. We live close enough to the water, and I'm just bad enough at paddleboarding, or good enough, I should say, that I can get up and get in a rhythm, but I'm too scared to go too far out. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm great at this, and then I know I'm going to fall, and I'm going to be that spaz that can't stand up again. I'm going to be 500 yards out from the pier, you know.
Oh, it's hysterical. The current kind of takes you and a little wave gets you and then you're boop right off.
It's
and
in. Awesome.
And then you got to do kind of like this beached whale thing to get back on. It's hysterical. I would love to see that.
Or I'd be on my knees going back, like totally humbled, you know. Brittany Merlot is here. She is our award-winning meteorologist here at Civic Media. She swept the awards. Do you even have the mantle space in your place to house these awards? Do you need to rent
some
storage?
They're up there.
Oh, is that?
I can't really see them. I need better lighting to light them up, I guess, or something. They just look like
front and center. Yeah, exactly. I know. We got a text for you, Brittany. Robert Lehman says Brittany is the best meteorologist and news anchor and reporter around. Wow, triumvirate.
Aw, thank you.
Brittany got me into storm spotter, and photography people simply call me plain old Rob. All right, well, that's kind of cool.
Yes, I'm huge into, you know, pictures of nature, outdoors, of course, any weather that's going on, send it my way. But it's also just relaxing, too. If you need a break from the stressful world or your day or your job, just go for a walk. Honestly, escape for a minute, take some pictures, be in that moment. Don't think about everything else. And that's what I've suggested to others. So I'm glad Rob's done that.
Absolutely. And take a walk. But you know what else? I don't know if this is technically meteorology or astronomy or whatever, but have you ever seen the Eagle Nebula photos, the star incubators? Ooh. That oh my God. Done, you have to Google Eagle Nebula star incubators. There's these pictures of these gigantic formations and then stars being born and shot out of them. And the first time I saw them, Brittany, it was like they said that the size of these things, you could fit like 90 million suns on it or something to crazy effect like that. Like when you're looking at these photos, you can't even comprehend just how big these things are, and they make stars. So have you thought about adding astronomy to your, you could be a double hyphenate, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny story because I was bartending my way through college and I would tell my customers, oh, yeah, I'm going to school for meteorology. And I can't tell you how many people came back and said, oh, meteors and stars, that's really cool. I was like, oh, no, that's astrology. But
why they'd be confused, though. Meteorology.
Too close, right?
Yeah. What is the Farmer's Almanac? I've never truly understood this manuscript. My son and his friends had so much fun talking about the Farmer's Almanac, and they laughed about it. I don't know if it's just something that predicts the weather for like 2 months ahead of time or something like that.
Pretty much. I mean, it's more, you know, Farmer's Almanac is kind of like climatology, looking at things and the seasons changing and when to harvest, when to do certain things. And they go by the moon and the weather patterns and the season's changing, really, honestly, and they notice little different things. Like I have a weather calendar from the Farmer's Almanac, and I can read here right now, like just one little tidbit. It says May 22nd, on this day in 1983, heavy rain brought the Pearl River to 10 feet above flood stage at Carhartt, Mississippi. So I don't know, it's just like telling us little facts and stuff, and then it kind of goes on to describe what different clouds there are and what that signifies, if it's going to bring heavy rain or more sporadic showers.
See,
so you can learn from it. That's for sure.
That's kind of cool. And I like the historic stuff too.
All
right. So before we let you go, our question of the night was sponsored by you, Civic Media's award-winning meteorologist, nothing to do with meteors, Brittany Merlot. What is your perfect weather day?
Ooh, okay. That's tough. That's really tough. Because it would have, Because I'm thinking summer now, right? Because we're over winter. My perfect weather day ever would be probably 2 to 3 feet of snow. I want blizzard conditions, 40-mile-per-hour winds. I want the town shut down. That is my perfect weather day. But everybody home, everybody safe, everybody off of work and school. When it comes to summer, I want a 80-degree, no humidity, barely any wind.
Yes.
Just beautiful sunshine.
A thousand times yes. But you would opt, you would take the winter over that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's fine.
Give me
too.
A snowstorm.
You know, I'm with you there. If everybody's prepared and safe, then I love it, you know, and your power doesn't go out like ours always does. But,
right.
Brittany, thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. I will.
Keep bringing it. And you're going to need more space back there. So look into that. You can, not enough
trophies. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night, my friend.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany. That's Brittany Merlot, Civic Media, award-winning meteorologist. All right, we're coming right back. We got a really fun clip that you're not going to... You got to hear this, folks. It's Larry David talking about Seinfeld. It's hilarious. It's coming up next on Nightlight as we close things down. It's Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You know, I meant to ask Brittany about mosquitoes, and I totally forgot. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Very sad because we only have a few minutes left, but let's try to send people on their way with a smile. Some great text tonight, folks, who had fun with this question. Brittany and Mike were the only two that wanted some kind of crazy winter day. Everybody else seems like they wanted summer or fall. Robert Lehman Jr. says, we don't get those way below zero temperatures and less snow like the 1970s. Many county and township roads in Shawnee County are open to UTV, ATV traffic. Interesting. Wouldn't that be, did I read that right? Or was that a misprint? Like, it seems like, well, they're open because there's no snow. You drove your ATV here to the studio tonight, didn't you? Maybe you can.
No, I didn't. I drove my two wheeler.
Cause I think, I'm just not going to say anything. So I don't sound like an idiot, but I agree. I think things have changed though, Robert. It seems like we don't get that crazy weather. Oh, we get crazy weather, but it's not as predictable, actually, as you knew you were going to get, you know, a couple of huge snowfalls rather than these little intermittent piddly snowfalls. Robert also says, thinking fall Packers 2025 schedule is out. I think he's saying he likes fall.
The Packers schedule was just released about 30 minutes ago or so.
Right. Anything you're excited about other than two Bears games? Two Vikings games and two Detroit Lions games.
They face the Cowboys this year.
Yep.
I'm excited to see that. The Ravens, I believe that's at home, might get tickets for that.
Okay.
And the Giants, we play the Broncos. You know, the main one I'm excited for is the Cowboys. I think that'll be a fun game.
Yeah. I've got about three more texts to read. Then we have to play this Larry David clip because they keep teasing it. I've teased it like three nights. And we haven't played it because we ran out of time. Brian from Milwaukee says, I prefer spring or fall, 60 to 70 degrees, little to low humidity, and a nice breeze. Could not agree more, Brian. Brian from Milwaukee also says, what is this? Pleasantville, sunny and 72, LOL, baby. Yes, I'll take me some Pleasantville. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, my perfect weather day, autumn, warm sun, temps in the 50s in a forest of colors. I wonder, has Brittany ever chased a tornado with a flying spotted cow? I can't remember what Brittany was drinking at the Christmas party, but who doesn't like a spotted cow? Or an actual spotted cow in a twister. Leon from Oshkosh says outdoor theaters went out of business because people were bringing their own food. The theater itself makes little to no money from movies. The production company takes all of that. That is an excellent point and very true. Annie from Watertown says winter in the 60s. We ice skated a lot, like every winter, all the time. That's all in caps, folks. The Brickyard in Watertown with the city had placed on the Rock River with warming houses, etc. Only a memory for years. Oh, that's a lot of people sharing weather memories tonight. That's so cool. Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, Pete. You are absolutely welcome, Tom. Thank you. And thank you for listening. My thanks to Chris Foran and Brittany Merlot and all your texts and calls. Do we have time for this clip?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes is when George yells at his boss and quits and then just shows up for work. He's given the advice to just show up like nothing happened, and he does. And here is a story that Larry David, the George character, is based on him, told Howard Stern about where that inspiration came from.
Most of these episodes were really from your everyday life. When we look at Seinfeld and we see the episode where George decides to show up at work, despite the fact that he has mouthed off to his boss. Now, when you were a writer at Saturday Night Live, you mouthed off to Dick Ebersole. Yes. He was the guy in charge. It wasn't Lorne Michaels.
No.
You were hired as a writer.
Yes.
On Saturday Night Live. You were very discouraged. It's hard to believe, but none of your scripts were ever chosen. You were a failure at Saturday Night Live.
Total failure.
And you were there during that legendary season when it was Billy Crystal and Martin Short. I mean, what a great season. Yes. I thought it was one of their best seasons.
Yes.
Julia helping, Larry, by saying it was a great season. Julia was not represented.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes, that's where I met Julia. Yeah.
All-star cast. You're hired as a writer. You get in there. Within 5 weeks, you're completely irritated and disgusted with the job, right?
Yes.
Because they didn't recognize your genius. Am I correct?
My sketches would do very well at the read-through.
At the dress rehearsal.
Yes. And then they would invariably get cut, like, week after week after week. And then one night before the show, another sketch of mine was cut. And at 11:25, 5 minutes before the show was to start, I had enough. Dick was sitting in the chair. And I marched over to him.
Probably didn't even know who you were.
I marched over to him. I said, this show stinks. It stinks. It's I'm done. I'm gone. This. I'm out.
So you go home.
I'm walking home in the freezing cold. Couldn't get a cab. Walking home. And I'm starting to compute how much money I just cost myself.
Right. Because you had a year contract.
Yeah.
The real Kramer, the guy you were living with, Kenny Kramer.
My next door neighbor.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, go back on Monday and pretend like it didn't happen.
That's exactly what I did. Uh-huh. I walked into the meeting. There was a writer's meeting every Monday morning.
Yeah.
And I walked into the meeting. The writers had heard the outburst.
Right.
And I sat down. And then he would go around and ask everybody what they were working on for the week.
Right.
And I was about the fifth one on the couch. And then he got to me and I said, well, I'm thinking about doing this circus sketch and nothing.
And you had the job.
Yeah.
That's so great. Thanks, everybody. Hope you had a great time tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you enjoyed the show, give us a like or a follow on social media. It's always fun to get those. And we'll be back tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Less than 24 hours. We'll be doing this again, and I hope you're with me. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin. I'll take me to your best friend's house. Go around this roundabout. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then, and I love you now. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't take me tongue-tied. Don't wave no goodbye. Oh, don't break. I'll sing it to you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.